fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, here we go. Week 17. No matter what, this is your last week of fantasy football, unless, of course, you're playing, you know, a playoff challenge. But for those of you who are in your championship, it's time to get you a title. Welcome to the show, Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath. We're going to talk about players we love, players to avoid, and preview the 8 AFC home games. How we doing, fellas? What's going on?
Greetings.
Greetings.
Almost Happy New Year to you.
Haircut. Yeah. You guys got big New Year's plans?
We'll be here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to do FFT.
Watch some games.
Get crunk.
Not the whole night you're not going to be there. You can leave after.
Right. There's no games on Sunday night, so of course we won't be here then.
We're podcasting, right?
No, we're not podcasting.
What?
I didn't figure we were.
We're absolutely not podcasting.
God, you're a slacker.
Oh, please. We are not podcasting on Sunday night. No podcasting. No mailbag either, so I'm going to try to read some emails on today's show. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com. During the offseason, we'll get to some dynasty talk, rules, commissioner stuff, whatever you want to hear about. Offseason's a lot of fun. Of course, we'll do rankings. We'll do drafts. Let's do a player that we love this week. Who's somebody that you love this week? Let's start with Dave. What do you got for me? Last week it was Bortles, so you got to live up to that. Good job.
I love Jamal Williams of the Packers. Kind of an interesting choice. It's a game that means absolutely nothing, but this Lions run defense has been terrible. They've given up double-digit PPR fantasy points to a running back in 13 straight games. He is the only running back playing for the Green Bay Packers. We've seen him play great before when Aaron Jones was out or barely playing, and I think he's going to get fed the rock a lot this week. I like him in every kind of league.
Okay. Jamal Williams it is. Heath Cummings, someone you love this week.
I'm going right back to Robbie Anderson. I know things haven't been great with Bryce Petty so far, but Bryce Petty's first two games, Robbie Anderson had Marshawn Lattimore and Casey Hayward covering him. Now he gets to face a Patriots defense. They'll be chasing the score. He's still going to get those 10-plus targets. I love Robbie Anderson.
Oh, Bill Belichick was effusive in his praise for Bryce Petty this week.
Oh,
and
great.
And said there's really no drop-off between him and Josh McCown.
Mm. We beg to differ on that one.
You know, it's funny. I started the when I think it was on the video show when you were talking about Robbie Anderson, and then something completely changed my mind. And it's something Prisco talks about all the time. The cornerbacks for the Patriots are chirping a little bit about how they haven't been pleased with their play.
Good. They're going to try to make a big play. They're going to jump a stop route, and it's going to be a stop and go to the house for Robbie Anderson.
Man, that's risky, man. I was hoping you were going to bring him up because you've got Robbie Anderson in your top 10, Heath.
I do.
And he's had two pretty bad games, but as you said, you like the matchup a lot better this week. Okay, Robbie Anderson you love. Who are some guys you'd start Robbie Anderson over?
I would start Robbie Anderson over Jamison Crowder, Doug Baldwin, Stephon Diggs, Golden Tate, Demaryius Thomas.
All right. Man, that is gutsy stuff. Okay.
You know what's gutsy? Playing fantasy football in week 17.
Yeah, it is. No kidding.
It is. All right, Jamie, who's someone you love this week?
Stick with CJ Anderson. Just his workload has been very impressive over the last month. And I think with the Chiefs resting their guys, he's going to have a chance for another big game. So it's a good spot for him.
All right, so we got Jamal Williams, Robbie Anderson, and CJ Anderson. Which running back do you like better, Jamal Williams or CJ Anderson this week?
CJ in standard, Williams in PPR.
Yep.
Okay. Dave, agreed? Or like Jamal better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, CJ and standard, Jamal Williams, PPR. Good stuff. Who's a player to avoid this week? Anybody want to
go? Well, you can throw a dart at any Ram, Eagle,
Chief.
It looks like the Cowboys are talking about resting guys. You'll start some Jaguars players, but you might not feel great about it. So we can just start with those five teams.
Okay. Well, that
but
was
if
my...
we're going to pick actual players on teams that are expected to play a lot this week. I'm nervous about Demaryius Thomas with Paxton Lynch as his quarterback.
Yeah, I was wondering about him because, you know, Emmanuel Sanders, Lattimore, both did I get that right? Yeah, Cody Lattimore, he missed practice. But they both missed last week's game, and Thomas had a bad game. 4 catches for 52 yards. So Dave's nervous about Demaryius Thomas. Heath, who are you avoiding this week?
Well, the hard thing about the way Dave started that is when you realize that you're taking maybe 4 or 5 teams worth of players and taking them out of the pool, you have to lower your standards for who you're going to like or dislike. But I will just say the Raiders wide receivers, Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper.
Crabtree may not play.
If Crabtree doesn't play, then Cooper would seemingly get all the targets that Crabtree got over the last 2 weeks, and then maybe he could be okay. But if both of these guys are active, this is a very good Chargers pass defense. This is a Raiders team with a quarterback that's not played well for a month and a half, and the Chargers are playing for something and the Raiders are not. So I do not have Crabtree or Cooper right now in my top 30.
Jamie, player to avoid.
Similar to what he said, it's hard to avoid some of these guys, but Jordan Howard, matchup against Minnesota is very, very tough. And I think you've kind of seen what he is. He had a great game against Cincinnati, but that was, I don't think, you know, taking into account all the injuries that they had going into that game. Last week, you could say the snow was a factor. He scored 2 touchdowns, but he averaged a robust 2 yards per carry on 22 carries for 44 yards. And so I think just given the matchup and the circumstances, that Minnesota still will play their guys, at least for probably most of the game, trying to make sure they lock up the 2 seed. They will be able to contain Howard, and he beat them up badly last year and had 19 carries for 76 yards against them this year. I would expect that to be the ceiling.
Okay. All right, then. So just to recap, players we love this week. Dave says Jamal Williams. Heath says Robbie Anderson. Jamie says C.J. Anderson. Players to avoid. Dave's nervous about Demaryius Thomas. Heath's nervous about the Oakland wide receivers, but would like Cooper a little bit better if Crabtree's out. And Jamie is going to try to avoid Jordan Howard. So looking at the quarterbacks this week, kind of interesting here. Do you think there's a quarterback who is prime for like a big game? Because I really see negatives with every single quarterback. I'm guessing I'm alone on that.
There's negatives with plenty of quarterbacks, but I think Matt Ryan has his best game of the year.
Yeah, but you, I do too, and you know he had his best game against Carolina, but you have him seventh. Yep. So I'm even talking about like the very
if
top.
I'm too low.
All right. No, I just
Ben Roethlisberger. What's the negative with Ben Roethlisberger?
He's back to throwing 30 passes a game.
Not at home. That's only because he was on the road.
No, he at home against the Patriots. They lost Antonio Brown. I think he threw 31 passes.
Yeah, that didn't matter. Browns. Home. Ben.
Yeah, they may pull him, though, if they find out the Patriots are winning.
But Browns, does that happen in the third quarter?
Ben.
It could happen in the first quarter.
They're playing at the same time.
I know. They find out the Patriots are up 10-0, 17-0. All right, Ben. Have a seat.
Maybe.
I'm not so much worried about that. I mean, that could happen, but I'm more worried about...
Well, Tomlin's talked, you know, he's been asked all week about resting guys.
And what has he said?
He says no now.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not going to rest guys unless, I guess, the Patriots have to really pull away. But what's the chances the Patriots are going to have such a big lead by halftime where Roethlisberger's not going to play at least 3 quarters? But
you like the Jets?
I don't like the Jets.
But like the Jets.
Do I like the Bills last week? Oh, it was a close game for 2.5 quarters or whatever it was.
Yes, it was. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's still a possibility, though. The Jets are 17-point favorites.
All right, the Pats are.
Jets are 17-point underdogs.
I'm sorry, the Patriots are 17-point favorites. Excuse me.
Look, I mean, Roethlisberger, you know, no Antonio Brown. Brady has had 4 bad games in a row. Russell Wilson's had 2 bad games in a row. Didn't have a great game against Arizona. And then, like, there's Rivers, who's... Does he really... I would probably rank him in the top 5, too. It's just, last week was a bad week for quarterbacks. This week also kind of feels like a bad week for quarterbacks. I don't know. Bad weather, cold. It's cold as hell. Yeah. Just that's kind
of matter.
It's kind of how I'm seeing it. Like I love
Garoppolo could go off now with the Rams pulling guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I love Kirk Cousins, but I'm worried about him playing in like 15 degree weather if that's what it's going to be. I don't know. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the overall QB landscape this week.
I feel like Brady will go off though.
All right. Hope so.
You feel like the Patriots will go off, like all of them.
Well, it's about time. We need it from Tom Brady. All right, who's resting this week? Let's get an update here. What do we know about who's resting their starters this week? We'll do this every day this week. Go ahead, take it away, guys.
Well, Kansas City made it official that Patrick Mahomes is going to be their starter. Andy Reid wouldn't confirm any other players that wouldn't play, but you've got to imagine that he will keep Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce to either very limited reps or no reps whatsoever. And so that's the deal there. The Rams did us a solid. Goff is out. Gurley is out. Two of their starting offensive linemen are out. So I would imagine that whole starting wide receiver and Aaron Donald on defense. But speaking just about offense, I would imagine that you will see very little of Watkins and Woods, especially Woods since he's still coming back from that shoulder injury. I don't think that lets Cooper Kupp off the hook, though. He's a rookie. He's young. They might let him play a little bit. We will see. Jacksonville said that they're going to play to win. They're going to play their starters.
Who go back to Kupp for a second. He's hurt. There's no chance he's playing.
What's his status?
I don't know, but he's banged up. There's no way they're going to play any of their injured guys.
He didn't practice on Wednesday.
There's no way they're playing any of their injured
guys. You're probably right. So
Josh Reynolds.
Yep. Josh Reynolds could be the guy.
Cooper.
And Farrell Cooper, if you're so inclined.
You know, go back to the quarterback for a second. I think Stafford could go off, too.
But he never goes off. That's the thing.
Well, he does against the Packers.
Does he?
Yeah, what do you have, 26 points last time you faced him?
Okay, well, that's good to know. I like Stafford. I feel like he's having a nice underrated year. He's had a very tough schedule, but he doesn't have that many big games. But okay, if he has good history against the Packers, that helps.
Well, I mean, you know, most of them have been in Lambeau, I think. Yeah, 26 at Lambeau last in week 9. That's an easy one for him. Yeah.
Okay. So we got the Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs. I guess that means, did you say anything about Tyreek Hill?
I doubt he plays much, if at all.
All right.
Same thing with Hunt and Kelce.
Rams guys are sitting. And then
Rams guys, you got to sit. Jaguars guys, I don't know how comfortable you can be playing Bortles, Keelan Cole, D.D. Westbrook, Leonard Fournette. But they're going to be out there. They're going to play. I don't know if they're going to play the whole game or not. But Tom Coughlin's track record is to let his starters play. And that's what's going to happen in Jacksonville. And then in Philadelphia, it sounds like Foles and the starting unit will begin the game, and then they'll get pulled at some point. So maybe they play a half.
They also talked
up trying to get Alshon Jeffrey on the same page as Nick Foles.
What about Dallas, Dave?
Jerry Jones came out and said that they're going to start playing some backups this week. They realize that this game means absolutely nothing to them, and they want to see what they have in some of their other players. No, not Zeke.
They're going to try and get him 1,000.
Is Dak Prescott going to play the whole game, you think, or no?
That's the one that 24/7 Sports took from the radio interview that Jerry Jones gave, is that they kind of inferred that it's going to be Cooper Rush playing.
Wow. Okay, well, that doesn't make me
feel
good about
Jess. But not starting. I mean, Dak will start.
He could play, like, part of the fourth quarter.
It could be like what the Giants are going to do with Davis Webb, you know, play, you know, rush at some point.
Okay. Dave, yeah, any players that are approaching milestones? Heath, I'm sorry, I keep shutting Heath out.
Jameis Winston just needs one fumble to become the fourth quarterback to have 40 interceptions and 30 fumbles in his first three seasons.
30 fumbles?
Yeah.
Man.
He makes me nervous this week, too.
Is that not what you were looking for?
Me too.
His track record against the Saints is terrible.
And his offensive line is as bad as his track record against the Saints.
Hmm.
Okay, so you wanted to know about players that were near some milestones.
Mm-hmm. Frank Gore is 139 yards away from his 10th 1,000-yard season.
Not happening.
I think he's about 100-some-odd yards away from breaking 10,000 for his career. Inside of 100 yards. No, I don't think so.
Frank Gore, he's fourth all-time. Fifth all-time.
Then who was I thinking of if it's not
Frank Gore? McCoy just went over 10,000 yards rushing, so Frank Gore.
Is it Marshawn who's close?
Maybe, but Frank Gore's like shattered.
Frank Gore's over. That's for sure. Gore is within 140 yards of the 1,000. You said that. Zeke is within 120 yards. Alex Collins is within 105. C.J. Anderson, Leonard Fournette are inside of 100 yards. Carlos Hyde is at 850 for the season. So another 150 yards from him, and he gets to 1,000 rushing yards.
Gronk needs 11 catches or 111 yards to make $5.5 million.
No, he's getting that easy.
T.Y. Yes. Hilton is 48 yards shy of 1,000 yards. Evans is about 50 yards, a little more than that. Heath's boy, Robbie Anderson, is 70 yards shy.
All right, I'm going to cut this segment off. This is, I think, it's a little bit too much information here. All right, let's move on here. Let's get to the news and the notes. Melvin Gordon missed practice. Are you ranking Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon says he's going to play. The swelling apparently is not that bad, so he expects to be out there.
DeMarco Murray will be a game-time decision. We're going to talk about Derrick Henry shortly. Joe Mixon seems unlikely to play. We'll also talk about Gio Bernard today. Michael Crabtree hurt his hamstring last week while he was playing against the Eagles and might not play this week. Davante Adams and Jordy Nelson seem unlikely to play. Are there any Packers wide receivers that you like this week?
Nope.
Jeremy Maclin has a chance to play. I'm assuming that wouldn't affect your ranking of Mike Wallace.
I might drop him a little bit. It'd be a target or two less, I would expect.
DeSean Jackson was limited in practice. If he plays, would that drop your ranking of Mike Evans?
Yes.
Marshawn Lynch is 98 yards shy of 10,000 career rush yards.
There we go. Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram missed practice. Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell returned to practice. He's been on IR. Not saying we're starting him or anything this week. Not saying he's going to play or be active or whatever, but it's interesting. Allen Hurns was limited in practice. Denver wide receivers, I mentioned this, Emmanuel Sanders and Cody Latimer, they missed practice after missing last week's game. Only one tight end note for you, Cameron Brait missed practice. Do you think Cameron Brait is in danger of missing this game against the Saints?
Yes.
Could be.
Ooh, okay.
A lot of Allen Cross.
Yeah, tight end.
Good luck.
Offensive line, Tyron Smith unlikely to play. It's just not looking good for Dallas, even against Eagles backups. Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I thought Smith was going to play.
No. Tyron Smith, no, that's from what I read, unlikely to play. You could look into that. Let me know.
I will.
The Bears could be without a couple of offensive linemen, Josh Sitton and Bobby Massey this week. Not good for Jordan Howard. Carolina could be getting Trey Turner, very good offensive guard, back. He's trying to clear the concussion protocol. Dolphins left tackle Laremy Tunsil is questionable. Tunsil with an ankle injury. And Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey could miss this week's game, which, you know, whatever, it's the Browns. And on defense, Zach Brown not expected to play for the Redskins. He's their linebacker.
Yeah, he's missed a couple of games.
Mm-hmm. And I think that could help Wayne Gallman because they gave up 7 catches to C.J. Anderson last week, I think. Vontaze Burfict unlikely to play. The Giants are expected to release Eli Apple, who is taking a crap. And Leonard Williams missed practice with a back injury, and that's great news for Deion Lewis. Anything on Tyron Smith?
No, it looks like you're right. I thought I saw somebody tweet something yesterday that he was going to try and play, but
unfollow that
story in the Fort Worth Star Telegram that says no.
Unfollow
Adam
that
Thielen
person.
Needs 5 catches for $250,000.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Okay, rankings. Do you guys have any financial incentives for this week?
No.
Okay.
I hit all mine this year.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about 3 rankings discrepancies. 2 of them are actually in NFC home games that we'll preview tomorrow. I hope the listeners will forgive us. But Golden Tate is all over the place. From, you know, Jamie's in the middle, 28th in standard, 22nd in PPR. Heath's the high guy, 18th in standard, 19th in PPR. Dave is the low guy on Golden Tate, 38th in standard, 32nd in PPR. Heath, why don't you kick it off with Golden Tate? He is facing the Packers and has been struggling lately, but you still have him as a top 20 guy.
He has been struggling lately. He has been a disappointment. I am ranking Marvin Jones consistently ahead of him for now, but this Packers secondary is not very good. I agree with Jamie that Matthew Stafford's going to have a monster day, and I don't think it's all to Marvin Jones and Eric Ebron.
Okay.
Golden His last 2 games against Green Bay have been very good. 6 for 77 and 1 last year in the final meeting, 7 for 113 earlier this year. Like he said, it's a bad secondary. So it's just a matter of will he continue to get targets. He's been losing playing time to Kenny Galladay. I mean, that's kind of where some of those snaps have gone. So I don't know if they're just trying to feature Galladay more, and it's, you know, taken away from Tate a little bit. But I still think that this is a game where Stafford goes big, because why not? YOLO, nothing to play for. So he's going to throw the ball 40 times and beat up a division opponent that he can, and he has. So I think it's almost like all his guys have a chance to play well here.
I'm curious if Tate has any financial incentives tied to this game, because he's 101 yards shy of 1,000 on the year. He already has 85 catches. He'd be there already if he were more involved in the offense. The last couple of weeks, he's been a dud in standard leagues. He's given you 6 fantasy points or less in 5 of his last 6 games. It's a great spot. I just don't know how much I want to trust him, given the emergence of Ebron, knowing what I know about Marvin Jones as the number one receiver. Can't help but think that Kenny Galladay is going to continue to get some decent targets. He had 8 last week.
Yeah, but Tate's
last
7.
He's had 4 catches each of the last 2 games.
he's not been involved.
Tate had 11 targets in his last two games. For him, that's 12. Real low.
12 his last two.
11. I'm looking right at it.
He had 5 against Chicago, 7 against Cincinnati.
I have C6 against Cincinnati.
Well, we're looking at two different things. So he's still involved in the game.
I'm going to break this tie, this target tie. All right,
this is important. This is so important.
Yeah, is it Who 11 is it? Or 12?
Golden Tate.
It's worth arguing about.
I'm looking at NFL Jesus stats.
It is 12, according to CBSSports.com.
Over the last 2 weeks?
Yes.
I show him with 11.
Wow.
Where are you looking?
I'm at footballguys.com.
Okay. So, and Jamie, you're looking on CBS?
I'm looking at our site, yeah.
All right, well, Dave and Heath, 11 and you guys,
he's
traitors.
He's had 11 and a half targets over the last couple of weeks.
Traitors. All right, so whatever. It doesn't really matter if it's 11 or 12. All right, so there you go. There's three different perspectives on Golden Tate. Derrick Henry, who we're talking about today. Everybody likes Derrick Henry. Dave's the low guy. Dave has Henry 16th in standard, 19th in PPR. Jamie's got him 11th in standard, 13th in PPR. Heath's the high guy on Derrick Henry, 4th in standard and 9th in PPR. Jamie, you're right in the middle. You can have the first word on Derrick Henry, who you have just right around 12th in both formats.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's our start of the week this week. I think he'll have a chance for a big game just based on a track record. Every time he's had a lot of work, he's been successful. So 4 times in his career with 14 or more carries, 12 or more fantasy points in all of those in standard scoring. I don't anticipate DeMarco Murray playing, so he should have the chance to, you know, get a lot of work. Whether he's successful or not against the Jaguars to a monster degree, that's the concern. But I do think he'll get you at least 12 fantasy points. So can he go for 15 plus, 20 plus? That's he's obviously optimistic on that, which I'm hopeful for, clearly. But I think it comes down to at what point the Jaguars pull their defensive players. If they pull them after halftime, then Henry will have a monster second half. If they play all 4 quarters, then I think Henry's going to have to grind his way there.
I just don't think the Jags are an elite run defense at all. They were awful at the beginning of the year. They went and acquired Marcell Dareus, and they were really good for about a month. And here recently, they've just been kind of okay. They gave up 128 yards on the ground and 231 total yards to 49ers running backs, 91 to the Texans, 131 to the Colts, 137 to the Cardinals. I mean, they just haven't been that great over the last month plus. And I expect Henry to get 20-plus touches. I think he goes over 100 yards and scores at least once.
I am just so worried that the stupid Titans and stupid Mike Mularkey are going to make DeMarco Murray active, and they're going to use him, and it's going to take work away from Derrick Henry.
Well, if you're a believer in Derrick Henry's long-term future, you want that to happen because, from what I understand, he's a hit away from tearing his ACL with the injury that he has.
Murray is.
Like that, the MCL and the LCL.
Then why won't they stabilize just stabilize the ACL? They're really going to make a case for him to play.
It's just coaches being stupid. There's no way he's playing.
All right, so Dave, let's say they rule DeMarco Murray out. You currently have Henry 16th in standard, 19th in PPR. Where would you move Henry to if they rule Murray out?
Top 12 for sure. I would probably put him around 9.
Okay.
9.
All right,
I'm ranking him as if Murray's not playing.
I'll do some Derrick Henry comparisons when we get to that game. And then finally, an NFC game. Matt Ryan, 13th for Jamie, 7th for Dave, 9th for Heath. Heath, I'll give you the first word. You're right in the middle there on Matt Ryan, who has been obviously a huge disappointment this year. But everybody's, you know, fairly high on him. The lowest anyone has him is Jamie at 13th. Heath, your thoughts on Matt Ryan this week against Carolina?
For the most part, if you're going to attack and have success against this Carolina defense, you need to do it through the year. It's very difficult to run on this team. And Ryan is at home. I've gone back and forth between I have Cam 8th and Ryan 9th. I actually had Ryan ahead of Cam earlier, and then I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So I think it really comes down to who do you think wins this game? Who do you think scores more points? I lean towards the Panthers, but I think it'll be a fairly high-scoring game.
Dave, you love Matt Ryan this week.
I think he goes off. His best game this year already happened at Carolina. It was only 22 fantasy points, but for him, that's pretty good. He had over 300 yards. He had multiple touchdowns in the game. He's actually had multiple touchdowns in each of his last 3 against Carolina, including a 503-yard 4-touchdown game last October. Carolina's pass defense has averaged 291.3 pass yards in its last 7 games, 2 touchdowns through the air per game. So Heath's right. Carolina's secondary has a big bullseye on its chest. The Falcons know that they've got to win this one to make the playoffs. You know that they're going to have a hard time running the ball. I think Matt Ryan has his best game of the season. Just in time to help everybody in week 17.
And Jamie, you are the low guy on Matt Ryan, 13th.
Yeah, I think I need to move him up a couple spots, but one thing I can't get past is that he was sacked 5 times last week, and the Panthers' pass rush is better than the Saints. And so his offensive line is not playing very well, and so I just wonder if the Panthers still have something to play for too. You know, at some point they may decide to pull guys back if Minnesota's winning, or the Saints are winning, but it's still something that they can get as high as the 2 seed. So it's not like they're just going to let Matt Ryan, you know, walk all over them in this pass attack. So they will make things tough on him. And if he's on his back half the game or running for his life half the game, that's typically when he's at his worst. And so that game he had against them last year was a totally different Carolina team. This Carolina team's obviously a lot better. So I don't think I'll move him up much more, but he should be in my top 12.
Okay. So you might want to start Matt Ryan this week, whether we love him or just like him. It looks like he could have his third game.
I would start Garoppolo over him. I think there's more upside with Jimmy G.
He could have his third game, Matt Ryan, of 20 or more fantasy points.
Let's hope. He's been bad.
Yeah, he's been such a bust.
It's just one of those things like where you're in week 17, you've made it here. He's probably been on your bench. I don't think you should go to him if you have somebody else who's better.
It's a tough week, though, right? I mean,
that's the point. Yeah,
it's a tough week. Okay, Jets at Patriots. Let's get going with the AFC home games. We got 8 of them. Stat of the game. This is about Bilal Powell, who has had 13 or more carries in 4 straight games. 9 running backs have had 13 or more carries against the Patriots. I just looked at the rushing totals. Rushing, forget about passing receiving totals because Powell doesn't do that. But of the 9 running backs with 13 or more carries against the Patriots, 7 scored 7 or more fantasy points on rushing totals alone. And 6 scored 9 or more fantasy points on rushing totals alone. So, by that logic, there's a good chance Bilal Powell gets you at least 70 yards or 7 fantasy points in standard scoring leagues, at least. How do you guys feel about Bilal Powell this week?
I think he's risky. I think 7 fantasy points is safe to say for him. I don't think he's going to go off for another big game like he did last week.
I would say 7's a ceiling.
Because of score?
He can get you 8 or 9.
He can get you 50. I mean, but
he's not going to get you.
Look at what the Patriots do at home. There's only been 3 rushing touchdowns allowed by them at home. 2 were in the first game of the season by the Chiefs, and then 1 was Melvin Gordon.
Yeah,
well he's risky, but I'm still probably starting him, just because of the landscape of Week 17.
Right.
They were in the game last week with the Chargers. That gave him a lot of opportunities to do
well.
That's
the other part of it. They got to stay in the game.
How long were they really in the game against New Orleans?
Oh, wow.
They were in the game
to
the end.
Wow, yeah.
And he had a touchdown in that game, but he only had 13 carries. He had 13 carries at Denver. That was a game that...
they got blasted.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Colts both are kind of that. We always think that they're going to get blasted, and then they're always in the game in the fourth quarter. They lose, but they're in the game.
This is one they're going to get blasted.
I think this is one where they get blasted and Powell just has a hard time finding numbers.
Okay.
And he played as many snaps as Forte last week. He had way more carries, obviously, but he played just as many snaps.
Okay. Sticking with the Jets, it's just Robbie Anderson, who we already talked about. He's top 10 for Heath, and he's a number 3 receiver for Dave and Jamie, who I guess sum it up, just looking at the production the last 2 weeks for Anderson rather than the matchup. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust Bryce Petty.
Yeah. Now, for Heath, though, to Heath's point, 7 wide receivers have scored 7 or more fantasy points in standard scoring leagues against the Patriots in their last 3 games. They've been terrible against wide receivers lately. All right, so different opinions on Robbie Anderson. Over to the Patriots. We talked about Tom Brady yesterday. I won't get into it again. Tom Brady's number 1 for Jamie, number 4 for Dave, and number 2 for Heath. The Jets allow the 5th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Patriots running backs. Heath, give me your thoughts on the Patriots running backs this week.
Deion Lewis is still a must start, should be a top 10 running back this week. I don't love Gillislee as much. He's a number 3, and I really prefer not to be relying on him scoring a touchdown.
Can he give you what he gave you last week?
Without he can, but that's what you're hoping for.
Right.
Like you're hoping I get 9 fantasy points, and you have to recognize when you started him that 2 was a possibility.
Deion Lewis or Derrick Henry?
Henry. I'm sorry. I said Gillislee. Excuse me. Deion Lewis. Yes.
I got him number three. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wonder defense. At some point though, that's the one guy that they can consider resting.
Sure, that's true, but they're going to also use him to get the lead, and the Jets are going to probably be without Muhammad Wilkerson.
I mean, they've had him
might
returning
be without Leonard Williams. Those are their best two run stoppers on the D line.
They've had him returning kicks over the last couple of weeks, so yeah. I'm not sure if they really feel like they need to protect him.
He's invincible. Would you rather start Mike Gillisley or Bilal Powell?
Powell.
Gillisley.
Ooh. All right.
Cool.
Jets have given up 4 rushing touchdowns in their last 3 games. They'll score.
Is this the week for Brandon Cooks, fellas?
Yeah.
All right. 3 or fewer fantasy points in standard scoring leagues in 3 of his last 4 games. No more than 7 targets in any of those 4 games. Tell me why you like Brandon Cooks against the Jets.
I like him because of the potential, but I've rode that argument over the last 4 weeks, and in 3 of those 4 weeks, he's been like he's made T.Y. Hilton look good.
I think it's because of the last 3 words that you said, Adam.
Yep.
against the Jets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, here's what the Jets do against number ones. First of all, they've allowed 70 yards or a touchdown to at least one wide receiver in 13 of 15 games. So that's like a 7-point floor in standard. 4 of the last 5 number one wide receivers have had 93 or more yards and double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. Keenan Allen was a huge disappointment last week, but Funchess, Tyreek Hill, Demaryius Thomas, Michael Thomas, massive games against
the Jets.
Remember
when Funchess was part of the offense?
Yeah, that was nice. Those
were good days.
All right, so Cooks, any interest in Amendola?
Gronk's playing, right?
Yep, as far as I know.
He's a number 3 in PPR.
I'll pass on Amendola.
And we're not expecting Hogan, right?
Nope.
No, brother.
Okay. Patriots DST, number 9 for Dave, Jamie. Number 4 for Dave. Number 7 for Heath. Okay. Buffalo is at Miami. Well, stat of the game. This is about the Dolphins wide receivers. Really just Jarvis Landry, I guess, right? So the Bills, they gave up massive, huge games to Michael Thomas and Keenan Allen in weeks 10 and 11. Since then, they have not allowed double-digit fantasy points to any receiver in their last 5 games in standard. They've allowed 1 touchdown to wide receivers in those 5 games. However, Jarvis Landry did have a very good game. I think he had 99 yards. I know I'm not even going to ask about starting Landry in PPR. I'm pretty sure he leads the NFL in receptions. But is Jarvis Landry a must-start guy in standard scoring leagues?
If you're loaded at receiver, you can definitely get away from Jarvis in a standard scoring league. But you pretty much know what to expect from him. You know volume will be there. And he's having a pretty good year, so hard to say to sit him.
I'd rather start Landry than like any of the Eagles guys or Dez.
Yep.
In standard. Sure. But I would start Robbie Anderson and Marquise Goodwin over him.
Goodwin, yes. No way on Anderson.
I'd go Landry over both of them. Just with the safety factor.
Oh, I think Goodwin's going to go off.
I think the 49ers might just end up running a ton.
Maybe.
Well, all right. Well, that game's tomorrow. All right, Tyrod Taylor. We'll go back to the Dolphins in a bit. But Tyrod Taylor is really interesting because Jamie really likes Tyrod Taylor this week. He's got him 9th. Taylor's still available in about half of CBS Sports leagues. 24 fantasy points in the first meeting. All right, Jamie, you talked about it. Great history against Miami. So tell us about why you like Tyrod Taylor.
Great history against Miami, and Miami's not very good defensively. So this game, Buffalo has to win too. So I think Tyrod Taylor has a chance to, you know, kind of replicate that performance. Maybe not get 24, but certainly above 20. He's done that in 3 games in a row against them. Scored multiple touchdowns 3 games in a row against them. His last 2 trips to Miami, nearly 500 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns. I'm sorry, 4 passing touchdowns, 5 total touchdowns, and almost 50 rushing yards combined in those games. So I think it's an easy spot for Tyrod Taylor to play well here.
Does it bother
He's
you at all?
He's kind of in that same boat as a lot of other players that we've talked about, like Golden Tate, Brandon Cooks, where just the recent track record isn't great.
Well, track record overall, not against this team.
Well, I'm saying just track record over his last 4 games.
Yeah, overall
hasn't been good at all, right? Other than the one game he against like Miami. Won in his last 4. That was against Miami. That's true. Maybe you might be onto something. I'll admit it. And I think that he's a good streaming quarterback this week. I think he's a good daily quarterback. But this is another team where I just think the Dolphins aren't going to do much defensively. They've had some decent play from their secondary, and I think that the Bills could just run like crazy.
That
Tyrod might run
fear.
For a touchdown and not throw one.
Yeah, my fear would be that LeSean McCoy has and combines with Mike Tolbert and Travaris Cadet or whoever else is back.
Well, not Cadet. He's out.
35 carries, and they throw the ball 18 times and just win the game easily.
I bet they get a defensive touchdown.
Well, I mean, yeah, Tyrod Taylor did have a rushing touchdown 2 weeks ago against the Dolphins. He hardly ever has two passing touchdowns. The Dolphins, look, it's one of those things that just doesn't really make sense. They've allowed three passing touchdowns in their last four games. So, you know.
Which is one more than Tyrod has in his last four games.
Exactly. Brady had 11 points. Alex Smith had 19 points. Taylor was the good one in that stretch. All right, so Jamie's got Taylor ninth. Heath and Dave have Taylor 13th. Would you guys rather...
Like, I'll start Tyrod over Jameis, Dak. I wouldn't get cute and start Mahomes ahead of Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
But most of the other quarterbacks that we'll talk about as starters, I would take out of Tyrod.
All right, then. Keenum or Tyrod?
Keenum. Minnesota's got something to play for, too.
Tyrod, easily.
Easily? All right.
Easily.
How could it be so easy? Keenum's been so much better than him.
He has been. But I like Tyrod's situation better.
Okay.
But you expect Keenum to score at least 19 fantasy points. Tyrod's not going to score more than 22.
Well, I'll tell you what. So last week, you saw Keenum not throw two touchdowns. He only had 11 fantasy points. So even if we gift him a second touchdown, he still doesn't get you to 20.
And they may pull him back.
Yeah, and Keenum was playing in frigid weather last week, which you know, is a factor.
It'll be warm in Minnesota this week.
In the dome,
In the dome, yes. He'll be pretty comfortable there, I'd say.
I don't think he's leaving the dome for the rest of the year.
So, yeah, well, that's very possible. Oh, we got the Eagles losing, huh?
Yeah.
In their divisional game.
Because I loved watching them with Wentz.
All right, LeSean McCoy's top five. Starter sit Kelvin Benjamin.
No.
Yeah, hard to – which one of you said that he's a tight end? That Kelvin Benjamin's more tight end than wide receiver. So he's a touchdown or bust tight end.
And he's not even their best tight end.
He's not even their best tight end. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. The Dolphins have gone four straight games without allowing a touchdown to a wide receiver. So we go to the tight ends then. The real tight end, Charles Clay. He's a top seven guy. Clay or Ebron?
Ebron.
I'm going to go Clay.
Yeah, it's close.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Clay. Yep.
Okay. Clay.
Look, it's funny because Clay's been horrible for the last 7 weeks. Six fantasy points or less.
Well, he was good against the Dolphins, too.
Six is not horrible, a tight end. Six is a top eight tight end.
I guess. Yeah, you know what? I bet when I run the numbers next week, I'm going to see that a tight end getting six fantasy points in standard
is a starter.
Actually pretty good. How pathetic. But I still want to get more than six from my tight end. And I think that Charles Clay can do it. I think there's definitely opportunity waiting for him. He's the one guy. If I think Tyrod can run for a touchdown, then the best chance for him to throw a touchdown is to Clay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Nick O'Leary.
Okay, so it's close between Clay and Ebron, except for Dave. Dave's got Ebron five spots ahead. Would you start Charles Clay or a somewhat struggling Delanie Walker?
I've got Walker ahead of Clay.
I have Clay and Ebron both ahead of Walker.
Walker's probably safer, but Clay, I think, has more upside this week.
To the Dolphins, Kenyon Drake or LeSean McCoy?
Shady. I like Shady.
Okay. I'll take Drake.
They're both great starts. Both great starts this week. Buffalo allows the most fantasy points to opposing running backs. Kenyon Drake or Deion Lewis?
I'd go Lewis.
Lewis.
Drake.
All right. Jamie seems to be the high guy on Drake. And any interest in...
No, I'll take McCoy over Drake. Sorry, I have him ranked back-to-back.
Okay. Any interest in Devontae Parker? He's had two flex-worthy games in a row.
And that's what he is. He's kind of flex-worthy.
All right. Who's a better flyer, Parker or Benjamin?
Parker.
Oh, Parker.
Parker? Okay.
I'll take Benjamin. What the hell?
All right. Benjamin for Dave. Buffalo DST, 12th for Jamie, 12th for Dave, 14th for Heath. They've been good for their last five games. Oakland is at the Chargers. Stat of the game. Only two wide receivers have scored double-digit fantasy points against the Chargers in their last nine games. That's in standard scoring leagues, and that's incredible. So that's why Heath, not a big fan of the Oakland wide receivers. Is anybody a fan of the Oakland wide receivers this week?
They're both outside of my top 24.
Okay.
Yeah, especially with Crabtree banged up.
Sit Derek Carr. Start or sit Marshawn Lynch?
I'm going to start him.
Start him, but it's not looking good if Denzel Perryman plays that he's going to have a big game.
Oh, Perryman has a chance to play?
Yeah, I guess he said coming off the game that he's hopeful to return. I don't know if he practiced or not.
But if he doesn't play, the numbers have been so great for running backs against the Chargers. 5.8 yards per carry, 2 touchdowns, and that's in most of 2 games since Perryman went down. So they have not done a good job replacing him.
So he was a limited participant in practice yesterday.
All right, so it sounds like he's on track to come back.
Yeah, he said he wants to play in this game, given the implications.
Yep.
Head coach Anthony Lynn, said that that Perryman should be ready for Sunday's game against the Raiders. That is a big deal. Wow.
It's a bad sign for Lynch, especially, you know, since they have nothing to play for.
And you'd think last week they had nothing to play for, and they still gave Lynch 25 carries. And I wonder if they're going to try and get him close to 10,000 yards, which is what
he'll get work.
His motivation is he's 98 yards shy, though. It's tough.
Like, I think you're still starting him, but like, I think Frank Gore might be better.
If Perryman plays, I think you might be right.
Bilal Powell or Marshawn Lynch, if Perryman plays?
Still Lynch.
Lynch.
Barely.
Lynch, okay. We're going to try to avoid the Oakland wide receivers if we can. Jared Cook, we're going to try to avoid him if we can. So that obviously we're going to try to avoid Derek Carr. Phillip Rivers is a top 5 quarterback. Would you go Rivers or Bortles?
Rivers.
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 Rivers or Flacco?
Rivers.
Rivers.
Come on.
Rivers or Breeze?
Well, you say come on. I mean, Flacco's been better than Rivers.
I've got Rivers third.
Okay.
Yeah, Rivers over Breeze too.
Yep.
Come on.
It's not an easy matchup for him, but you just have to figure that a banged up Melvin Gordon's not going to impede Rivers from throwing the ball a ton this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Only 4 quarterbacks have scored more than 19 fantasy points against the Raiders. In their last 3 games, they've held Prescott, Alex Smith, and Nick Foles to 13 or fewer fantasy points with 1 passing touchdown, 4 interceptions. So, you know, that's why I was saying, like, to me, I look at the top quarterbacks this week and I see question marks on all of them. But I just think most fantasy owners are going to perhaps feel a little uneasy about their quarterback. Like last week was just a bad week for quarterbacks. Might be the same. Start Melvin Gordon if he plays, right?
Yep.
Start Keenan Allen. And, Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates or Charles Clay?
I'm going Clay.
Gates.
Gates. Standard Clay PPR.
All right. Gates did have 6 catches last week, 81 yards and a touchdown at the Jets. The Raiders, they have allowed 9 tight ends to score 12 or more fantasy points in PPR. And I know this because I was thinking about using Antonio Gates as my PPR start on Fantasy Football Today, the video show today, but I won't be doing that. Even he is a start, but Jamie has reserved him. So Gates a good start. He's only 14% owned. We're not starting anybody else on the Chargers, right? No Tyrell Williams or anything?
No, you'd have to be desperate.
Okay. Let's go over to Jacksonville at Tennessee. By the way, Heath, you don't like the Chargers DST?
Yeah, I just saw that in the notes and moved him up.
All right, to where?
8.
All right, they're top 8 for everybody now. Hooray. Jacksonville is at Tennessee. Good teamwork there. Your stat of the game. The Jaguars have allowed only 8 touchdowns to wide receivers this season, but 7 touchdowns in their last 5 games. Are there any Titans wide receivers you would start?
No.
Not with a lot of confidence.
The thing is, it's at what point will they start to take guys off the field?
Yeah.
I guess my problem is when they start taking guys off the field, I expect that means that the Titans are going to run the ball about 30 times.
I think there's a chance they don't take guys off the field, which
there's that too.
Counterintuitive to what you'd think a team locked into their playoff spot would do, but it's Tom Coughlin and his old school mentality. It's Doug Marrone saying, hey, you guys played like donkey dung last week, and you've got to bounce back against this Tennessee team. But it's a tough spot for them to bounce back. They're on the road the second week in a row. They're going to try to bounce back.
It's also a team that kicked the crap out of them last time they faced each other.
All right, so they've got incentive to play and to win here. What do you do with Blake Bortles, guys?
I think you start him.
I'm not starting him.
I would try to avoid him if you can. Just with the thought, again, that he's may not play a full game.
And he scored a lot of fantasy points last week, but he was awful. Like, it was old Blake Bortles.
It was, if you were to tell me he's guaranteed four quarters, then I'd be more inclined to play him, but I just don't expect him to be out there for four quarters.
I also want to see what the Tennessee secondary looks like.
Logan Ryan mispracticed today. Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday. So if he's out, that makes the matchup way better. He's been a good corner for Tennessee this year.
What are you doing with the running backs for Jacksonville? I'll tell you that Leonard Fournette is averaging 3.15 yards per carry in six games since returning from injury. And he's just we just know he's not healthy. He gets a ton of work and he scores touchdowns, though. So what are you doing with the Jacksonville running backs?
Like, it makes me that if there's one guy that Jacksonville pulls to keep in good shape for the playoffs, it's this guy. Because he's not at 100%. He doesn't look like he's at 100%. And I think he's kind of become a touchdown or bust type of running back.
Yeah,
I know he had a big game a couple of weeks ago, but I don't know if he can do that again, even in the playoffs.
Borderline number two for me. I'd prefer not to start him.
I'm going to move him down. I've got him too high.
Okay, is there sleeper potential with Ivory and Yeldon?
Yeah.
Only if Fournette is inactive.
Like, Ivory's hope is that he gets 20 carries and falls into the end zone. Mm-hmm. If he's going to maybe play half of a game, then you just hope he falls in the end zone.
Okay. And then the Jacksonville wide receivers, Jamie, what are we doing with these guys?
Again, it depends on how much you think they're going to play. So I expect them to be out there for at least a half, if not more. So I'm okay with those guys because what I would anticipate is they know that when their offensive line, I know the numbers that you gave, Adam, about the yards per carry, but they know that when their offensive line is out there that they can grind their way to the running game that they want. It may not be 4.5 yards per carry, but they know what their offense is. They got to get Blake Bortles back on track. Because he had that three-game stretch where he looked good, and then he just completely vomited all over himself last week. So if they're going to play these guys, they're going to try and focus on their passing game.
And to that end, Cam Robinson, their left tackle, was limited in practice on Wednesday. They played without him last week. Keelan Cole with the quad, he was limited in practice. I like Cole if he plays, and I'll like him even better if Cam Robinson is protecting Bortles' blind side.
Cole was your favorite ahead of Dede Westbrook?
Yes, ahead of Dede.
Would you start Keelan Cole or A.J. Green?
Green. I like Cole too, but I think there's just you have to build in some risk that there could be some sit potential.
Okay, Keelan Cole.
Cole's been awesome the last month. I mean, he's tied
for the best fantasy receiver in his last four games.
Oh, wow. Keelan Cole or Jarvis Landry? Standard.
Cole.
I've got Landry two spots higher.
All right. And then for the Titans, we're going to sit Mariota, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
You can't trust him.
Yeah. We've talked enough about Derrick Henry, and you guys said you don't really want a Tennessee wide receiver. I missed that funny joke. What was that? I hate missing jokes.
Mariota.
Okay, wasn't that
funny?
I was
just thinking that I don't know if I would trust Mariota if I knew Jacksonville's starting defense wasn't playing.
No, because then they're going to run it 400 times.
I would trust them in that case. But
400?
All right, Delanie Walker's been struggling a bit lately, but you still have to start Delanie Walker. You could go with Clay over him. You could go with Ebron over him. You don't have to. But Delanie Walker is a top six tight end in both formats. All right, you want to hear a weird stat, by the way? So here are the good tight ends against Jacksonville. Delanie Walker, 4 catches for 61 yards. He also had a rushing touchdown, but aside from that, he had 6 points. Safarian Jenkins was good at that point, 4 points. Jack Doyle, 4 points. Hunter Henry, 1 catch for 7 yards. Doyle again, 3 catch for 16 yards. Jimmy Graham, no catches on 2 targets. They've done great against good tight ends, but they've given up touchdowns to Jonnu Smith, Ben Watson, Gerald Everett, Ricky Seals-Jones, and George Kittle. So it's always the guy you don't expect that seems to get the Jaguars. It's very strange. Cleveland is at Pittsburgh. Huge game. Stat of the game. Cleveland has not allowed more than 7 fantasy points to a second wide receiver all season. I don't think it's happened once. Maybe once. I might have screwed that stat up. But at most, 1 time. So that makes me a little nervous about Martavis Bryant. Does it make you nervous about Martavis Bryant?
I would treat him as a number 2 wide receiver. I think Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be that guy. Proved it last week. Did amazing. And I think Martavis kind of is what he is.
Okay.
And that's someone who's going to get some deep shots. You hope that he connects. And if he doesn't, you're going to be left with 6 or fewer fantasy points.
So you guys
love
Juju.
I think he's more of a number 3 receiver just given that risk potential.
All right, you're number 3. You
know, but don't you like him a little bit more playing at home?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
But I just, again, you said it. If he doesn't score, there's that 6 or 7 points.
Yeah.
And he's had more games where he hasn't scored than he scored.
You guys love Juju this week. He's top 10. So everybody start Juju Smith-Schuster. Would you start Martavis Bryant or Bilal Powell?
I would take Bryant's upside.
I would take Bryant's upside too.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch or Martavis Bryant?
Who?
Marshawn.
Martavis.
If Perryman plays, I would take the upside of Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's stick with the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell start. Ben Roethlisberger start. Steelers are done. Vance McDonald, though. Any interest in him as a sleeper?
Very much so.
Good streamer. Very good streamer in PPR.
Yeah. There's some upside there.
It's just because of the fact that he's had 4 catches in the last 2 games he's been active in. And they seem to like him better than the road dog.
And they went to the road dog twice in their opener with 8 catches for 2 touchdowns.
Against Cleveland.
Cleveland's bad against tight ends.
But they didn't have Vance McDonald then.
No, what I'm saying is that there's a track record of Ben to tight end in this matchup.
Right. Yeah, and the Browns allow the 5th most fantasy points to tight ends, 10 touchdowns to tight ends this year. So there's a track record of kind of crappy tight ends having good games. Over to the Browns. The Steelers have allowed 5.2 yards per carry or better to a lead running back in 4 games without Ryan Shazier. How do you approach the Browns running backs this week?
Duke is safe, certainly in PPR. I mean, he's got 10 or more fantasy points in 4 of his last 6 games. The thing about Crowell is he's just so inconsistent. So I think he's more of a flex than a must-start guy.
Yeah, I've got Duke as a number 2 in PPR and Crowell as number 2 in standard.
Okay. Would you start Frank Gore or Duke Johnson?
I've got Duke higher as of now.
Definitely Gore and standard.
Yep. Gore standard, Duke PPR.
All right, then how about Frank Gore or Isaiah Crowell?
Gore easily.
Gore.
It's such a good matchup.
I'd rank him Duke, Gore, Crowell.
It's such a good matchup for Josh Gordon, but, man, he's getting worse.
His quarterback stinks. I'm tired of talking him up. I sat him last week at the last minute, and it wouldn't have made a difference. I still won my league. But it was a big swing in points.
Okay, so listen to this stat. The Steelers have allowed double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues to a wide receiver in 8 straight games. 8 straight games. Is that streak going to continue this week?
Was DeShone Kizer the quarterback in any of those games?
He was not. He was not.
Okay.
So is that a no?
That was a no for me.
Josh Gordon and Martavis Bryant are kind of the same guy.
Who do you like better?
I like Gordon, but I certainly understand the upside of Martavis.
All right, moving right along to our next game. Houston at Indianapolis. Stat of the game. Houston has allowed double-digit fantasy points to a running back in 5 straight games. So we've sort of talked about Frank Gore a little bit. He's what, number 2 guy? Frank Gore?
Yeah. He's got a top 15 upside. If they feed him to get him to 1,000, which I think that they will. It could be his last game in the NFL.
No, he's talking about coming back next year and
could be his last game in the NFL.
Somewhere where they've got a quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to be a featured back next year, but he could end up.
He doesn't play special teams and he's not going to be regarded as a pass catcher. So my guess is it's the last time we see Frank Gore. So there's a great story on him in Sports Illustrated if you want to go read it. And I'm just looking at one of the tweets about the story. So he was in that class, the 2005 draft class, and the running backs that went ahead of him, Ronnie Brown was drafted 2nd overall. Cedric Benson was in the 1st round. Cadillac Williams in the 1st round. And Gore said, once I get healthy, I will never be outrushed by any of those guys. No one in my draft class will ever outrush me again.
God love those Hurricanes. All right, let's speed it up here. Who's your favorite running back in this game, Houston at Indianapolis?
Gore.
It's Gore.
Yeah, we have to avoid Lamar Miller.
I would.
Yeah.
I don't like the splitting with Alfred Blue, even though Blue's had a lot of carries when it's been a blowout situation. He's still been better, and last week they were actually splitting a lot earlier in the game than it was 2 games ago. And so I think that they're just going to try and ride a two-headed monster here. That's not going to be good for Miller.
All right. Rank these 3 running backs. Or rank these 4 running backs. Miller, Blue, Malcolm Brown, Sharkhandrick West.
Miller, West. Who are the other ones?
Malcolm Brown and Alfred.
Miller,
Blue.
West, Brown, Blue.
I'll put Blue over Brown.
West, Miller, Brown, Blue.
I'm not certain that Sharkhandrick West is going to be that guy for Kansas
City. Wait, we'll get to that. We'll get to that game. That's okay. A teaser. DeAndre Hopkins is number one in both formats for everybody. Jacoby Brissett, look, he's got a great matchup. He scored 23 fantasy points in the first meeting, but he's outside the top 20. Just hard to trust Jacoby Brissett.
Not for me.
What? Where do you have him?
17.
Oh, you do?
Hmm?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay, I thought he was outside your top 20.
Nope, I like him this week.
Yeah, you like him somewhat. So 17.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be a must-start guy, but a two-quarterback league, I would start him.
Okay, Jacoby Brissett. T.Y. Hilton, guys, huge game. 5 for 175 and 2 in the first meeting against the Texans. Start or sit T.Y. Hilton?
I think you can make the case to start him. Houston secondary is bad. Colts can end the season with a bang. And his target volume has been there for him the past couple of weeks. It's been nice to see.
Home game, good matchup, good track record, and chasing a milestone.
Okay, T.Y. Hilton or Martavis Bryant?
Hilton.
I'll take Hilton.
Hilton.
Hilton or Keelan Cole?
Hilton.
Cole.
I think I have Cole ranked higher, but that may be changed. Nope, Hilton.
Hilton or Derrick Henry?
Henry.
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 Oh, Henry.
Jack Doyle. Heath, you're the high guy on Jack Doyle. You got him 4th in standard, 3rd in PPR. Dave and Jamie have him a little bit lower than that, closer to 10. He's, you know, he's putting up some pretty crappy games lately. Why are you inspired by Jack Doyle?
I like all those targets. I think one of them turns into a touchdown this week. Be a lot of points scored.
Okay.
Brissett, a sneaky play in daily?
Mm-hmm.
Week 17, daily sneakeroo?
The one thing I don't like about Doyle is he's lining up as a fullback way too much.
What are his routes like?
Short, which is what they've been all season.
And as long as he's running as many routes as he has all season, I'm not bothered by that as much.
He's a much better PPR guy than he is. He's just not getting downfield.
Oh, sure, sure. He's safer in PPR than standard, for sure.
Here we go. Cincinnati is at Baltimore. Stat of the game. The Bengals have allowed 9 or more fantasy points in standard scoring leagues to a running back in 10 straight games. It's a pretty good floor. But do you trust Alex Collins? He has been a total dud 2 weeks in a row.
I've dropped him from where we had him. He was a top 12 back for me, and he's down to the number two range, but I'm not going to drop him out. I'd rather start him over Fournette for sure.
He's still going to be Baltimore's leading ball carrier. He's going to lead them in carries in the game. He's had 15 or more in 5 of his last 6. He's just had a real stinky rushing average, and he hasn't scored in his last 2 games.
We talk about the rookie wall. He may have hit the I've never played this much wall.
Fair.
That's a fair thing to say.
So who's the best running back in this game?
Gio.
Yep, Giovanni Bernard.
Okay. Gio or Deion Lewis?
Deion.
Lewis.
Who'd you say, Heath?
Deion.
Okay.
So I got Deion third. I'm not saying anybody over Deion.
Oh, right. Okay.
Except for the other two guys.
Except for Bell and McCoy.
Yeah.
All right, then. So we love Gio. We like Alex Collins. Would you start Frank Gore or Alex Collins?
I'll go Collins over Gore.
I am back-to-back, 15, 16.
Would you start A.J. Green or Mike Wallace?
Green.
Green.
Green. All right. Or Heath, are you bold enough to, I know you love Mike Wallace. Do you love him this week?
Let's see if Jeremy Maclin plays.
Okay. So A.J. Green's going to be started. He's top 15. What about Mike Wallace? How do you feel about him this week, guys? Can he bounce back from 4 catches for 60 yards against the Browns?
I think he can improve on those numbers, but I think you know what the range is for him. It's that 6 to 9 range.
Yeah, I've not just ruled out the idea of Mike Wallace scoring a touchdown. I think that's still possible. Mm. And so I think the 6 to 9 range is fine if he doesn't score. And if he does score, then it turns into 12 to 15.
Yep. Okay, so that sounds like a number 3 receiver to me.
I don't think that is. I think that's incorrect.
I think you're incorrect. What do you think of that?
With a touchdown, that's a number 1 wide receiver. Without a touchdown, that's a low-end number 2.
Well, against the Bengals, Antonio Brown and Kendall Wright are the only wide receivers with more than 64 yards against the Bengals in their last 6 games. They just did a really good job against the Vikings guys and against the Lions guys. So keep that in mind. But Wallace has been pretty consistent. And what I meant was he faced the Browns last week and he had 4 for 60. Yeah, he's facing the Bengals this week.
It was rainy, really cold.
It was, yeah. I mean, you got to keep an eye on weather. We'll do a weather update tomorrow, I think. So Gio's a must-start guy. Collins is a number 2.
You said Wallace faced the Browns last week?
Faced the Colts.
They faced the Colts last week.
The Colts last week.
Still rainy.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
They're the same. They're both really bad.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Joe Flacco. Have we talked about him? No, I don't think so. Yeah. We like Flacco. Right? 20-ish
he's
points.
He's right in that tie rod range.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a safe 18, a high of about 22.
Right. That's what the Bengals give up every week now. 8 to 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. 8 of 10 weeks giving up 18 to 22 fantasy points.
His track record against them is awful.
We love the Ravens DST. Ben Watson or Jack Doyle?
Watson. Much more upside with him.
I like Doyle better. But they're kind of the same.
Well,
they're both touchdown or bust types of tight ends, but one's going to get more targets than the other.
Okay, Ben Watson or Kyle Rudolph?
Watson.
I think they're kind of the same, but I will say Rudolph.
I will too.
Yeah, Rudolph just hasn't been the same since he started getting hurt.
Yeah, he's been playing through an injury and it's been struggling. Kansas City's at Denver, our final game today, and we can make this one quick. Domantas Peko will play, and that's not good news for Sharkhandrick West. But are there any Chiefs you want to start this week?
No.
I think I might buy into Mahomes and Daly.
There.
Because I think, if you remember from the preseason, he had some pretty big plays.
I think West is a low-end number two running back. And I do think there's a little bit of upside there that he just gets all the touches.
Just going back to Mahomes for a second, in four preseason games, 34-54 passing, that's a 63 completion percentage, 7.2 yards per pass attempt, four touchdowns, no interceptions. And it could just be a fun opportunity for him to go out there and play, even though the matchup will be difficult. And he runs a little bit, too. He had 44 rushing yards during the preseason.
So what about West do you like, though? Because I don't see a lot of upside here, given the way the Broncos have played against running backs. And the fact that he's playing with backups around him also.
It's volume. I expect him to get 15-plus touches, and I think there's a good chance for 20. And that's about it. I think he could do something in the passing game. He's had some success in the passing game. You look at what he did last year in Week 17. He had 114 yards and two touchdowns. 2 years ago in Week 17, he scored a touchdown. I'm not sure he even knows how to play in Week 17 without scoring a touchdown.
I bet he keeps his role as a passing downs guy for the Chiefs, and Akeem Hunt takes over for Kareem Hunt, because those are the only three running backs they have, unless you count Anthony Sherman. That makes
sense. Well, we'll get a CJ Spiller signing this week.
If CJ Spiller comes back, that changes everything. But I think West will play. I just think Akeem Hunt might end up taking a lot more work than we're giving him credit for.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we've seen each of the last 2 years, at least. I'm trying to go back to 2014. Sharkhandrick West has gotten at least 13 carries in each of the last 2 week 17s.
Okay, I will just say that last year he had 13 to 16 carries in four games, and he scored 5 fantasy points, 6 fantasy points, 3 fantasy points, and 24 fantasy points. So, yeah, the week 17 thing is what helped. Look, I mean, I'm interested at this point with the slate this week, with running backs being questionable, I'm interested in any running back that can get 20 touches. I don't really care what the matchup is. Like, that's still an opportunity for 6 points or more and a touchdown, then you're talking about double digits. So that's the appeal there. But with Domantas Peko playing, there have been 9 running backs with 14 or more carries against the Broncos, and 4 of those 9 have scored double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. The other 5 failed to score more than 6. So, I mean, it is a really awful matchup for them. Do you like CJ Anderson or Gio Bernard better? I know you like them both, but who's better, Gio or CJ?
I like Anderson better.
I like Gio better.
I mean, they're very similar. I want to see how healthy Bernard is. Right now, I like Bernard better. But if he's if he gets to Friday still dealing with this injury, I'll move Anderson ahead of him. Bernard in PPR.
Okay.
For sure.
And we're going to start CJ Anderson over Leonard Fournette, right?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Would you start CJ Anderson over Devontae Freeman?
I would.
Okay.
Yep.
Does anyone have any interest in starting Demaryius Thomas?
Nah, number 3 receiver.
See, I think if they're going to go with Paxton Lynch, it's not going to be, let's be conservative, let's see what we have. So with all the other guys missing, I think he's going to be fed targets in a game against backups. So I think he's still a number 2 guy.
Yeah, I would start him over Dez. I'd start him over Josh Gordon. Start him over Martavis.
I'm with you on that.
All righty. All right, well, that's it. We'll read some emails tomorrow. Those are your AFC home games. NFC tomorrow. Everybody watch fantasy football today. Check out our radio show. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com is our email address. That's CBS, the letter I, not EYE. Probably should have told you that, you know, in like week one.
Your Thursday debut today.
Yeah, I sure am. I got to go change.
Thank you, Adam.
I got to go put my suit on. Yeah, where the hell are you going, Dave?
I'm dropping my son off at the airport. He's going on a trip with my parents.
Oh, fun.
So I've got to shuttle him down to MIA.
I want to go on a trip with your parents.
If you had a bar mitzvah this year, you would have done it.
Note to self, get bar mitzvah. For Dave Richard.
Or buy a lot of Naughty Nana books.
Oh, okay. J.B. Eisenberg and Heath Cummings. I'm Adam Azer. We'll talk to you Friday. We'll talk to you Friday. Bye.
Bye.